Our topic today is the true cost of paying the minimum. The inspiration for this information came from counseling a growing number of small business owners who have either chosen or been forced to use credit card debt to open or run their businesses. In most cases, this certainly hasn't been their first choice, but circumstances can occur that dictate this option, and the consequences can be devastating. How and why would a business owner ever choose this method of financing the business? For startups, it occurs because they either don't prepare financially or totally ignore the realities of the projected cash flow statement. They focus all their attention on equipment, leasehold improvements, deposits, initial inventory, and other things, making sure they can scrape together enough capital to get the doors open. Then they rely on overly optimistic sales forecasts that give them an unrealistic cash flow projection. Rarely do they make provisions for owner compensation. How many times have you heard, "I'm going to put all the money back into the business until it gets off its feet"? As a minimum, owners need to plan for cash withdrawals from the business equal to their required monthly obligations. When they don't, the business and personal expenses get commingled and the cash store becomes a depository for paying any and all bills that come due. When business owners either plan or are forced to use credit card debt to run the business, they find out that once the cycle starts, it's hard to reverse the trend and the results can be disastrous. If the business doesn't produce adequate cash to repay and eliminate credit card debt quickly, here's what happens, and it happens far too often than not. Sales at the Do More, See Less widget company have fallen below original projections. Inventories had to be adjusted, and receivables for what sales were made have exceeded 45 days. The business is behind on the rent, payroll tax deposits are due, and the owner's son wrecked the family car. Thank goodness for plastic. So the vicious cycle begins. Sales start to pick up, but it's still a hand-to-mouth existence, and all the company can do is make the minimum payments on the $25,000 of credit card debt it accumulated during this period. You can find any number of credit card calculators that compute the payoff based on just making the minimum payment. In this case, with the $25,000 balance at 18% interest and minimum payments of 2.5%, it'll take 473 months, or almost 40 years, to repay the debt, with total interest payments of over $37,000. And that's expensive money. After 3 years of making the minimum payment, the balance is still over $17,000. Admittedly, this isn't much of an intellectual treatment on a serious business topic, and the fact is it's pretty elementary. But hopefully it can serve as a warning for business owners that may be considering credit card debt as an option for short-term financial difficulties. Before you pull out the plastic, you would be better served by visiting an SBDC consultant and finding out if there are inherent problems with the business. These well-trained business consultants can suggest solutions that may help you avoid the credit card trap and reach your business potential.